3rd of May, Philip and James, Office of Readings. O God, come to our assistance. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is King of Apostles. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him, giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and to the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us, for he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is King of Apostles. Come, let us adore him. O fathers of our ancient faith, with all the heavens we sing your fame, whose sound went forth in all the earth to tell of Christ and bless his name. You took the gospel to the poor, the word of God, a light in you, which in our day is told again, the timeless word for ever new. You told of God who died for us, and out of death a triumphant rose, who gave the truth that made us free, and changeless through the ages goes. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, whose gift is faith that never dies, a light in darkness now, until the day star in our hearts arise. Their voice has gone out through all the earth, their message to the ends of the world. Psalm 18. The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hand. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message. No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world. There he has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course. At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun, to the furthest end of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Their voice has gone out through all the earth, their message to the ends of the world. They told what God had done, they understood God's deeds. Psalm 63. Hear my voice, O God, as I complain. Guard my life from dread of the foe. Hide me from the band of the wicked, from the throng of those who do evil. They sharpen their tongues like swords, they aim bitter words like arrows, to shoot at the innocent from the ambush, shooting suddenly and recklessly. They scheme their evil course, they conspire to lay secret snares, they say, who will see us, who can search out our crimes? He will search who searches the mind and knows the depths of the heart. God has shot them with his arrow, and dealt them sudden wounds. Their own tongue has brought them to ruin, and all who see them mock. Then will all men fear, and will tell what God has done. They will understand God's deeds. The just will rejoice in the Lord and fly to him for refuge. All the upright hearts will glory. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. They told what God had done. They understood God's deeds. They proclaimed the justice of God. All peoples saw his glory. Psalm 96. The Lord is King, let earth rejoice, let all the coastlands be glad. Cloud and darkness are his raiment, his throne, justice and right. A fire prepares his path, it burns up his foes on every side. His lightnings light up the world, the earth trembles at the sight. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The sky proclaims his justice, all peoples see his glory. Let those who serve idols be ashamed, those who boast of their worthless gods, all you spirits worship him. Sion hears and is glad, the people of Judah rejoice, because of your judgments, O Lord. For you indeed are the Lord, most high above all the earth, exalted far above all spirits. The Lord loves those who hate evil, he guards the souls of his saints. He sets them free from the wicked. Light shines forth from the just, and joy for the upright of heart. Rejoice, you just, in the holy name. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. They proclaimed the justice of God. All peoples saw his glory. They told of the glories of the Lord and of his might, and the marvellous deeds he had done. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5. Many miracles and wonders were being performed among the people by the apostles. All the believers met together in a group in Solomon's porch. Nobody outside the group dared join them, even though the people spoke highly of them. But more and more people were added to the group, a crowd of men and women who believed in the Lord. As a result of what the apostles were doing, the sick people were carried out in the streets and placed on beds and mats, so that when Peter walked by, at least his shadow might fall on some of them. And crowds of people came in from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those who had evil spirits in them, and they were all cured. Then the high priest and all his companions, members of the local party of the Sadducees, became extremely jealous of the apostles, so they decided to take action. They arrested the apostles and placed them in the public jail. But that night an angel of the Lord opened the prison gates, led the apostles out and said to them, "Go and stand in the temple and tell the people all about this new life." The apostles obeyed, and at dawn they entered the temple and started teaching. The high priest and his companions called together all the Jewish elders for a full meeting of the council. Then they sent orders to the prison to have the apostles brought before them. But when the officials arrived, they did not find the apostles in prison. So they returned to the council and reported, "When we arrived at the jail, we found it locked up tight and all the guards on watch at the gates. But when we opened the gates, we did not find anyone inside." When the officer in charge of the temple guards and the chief priests heard this, they wondered what had happened to the apostles. Then a man came in who said to them, "Listen, the men you put in prison are standing in the temple teaching the people." So the officer went off with his men and brought the apostles back. They did not use force, however, because they were afraid that the people might stone them. They brought the apostles in and made them stand before the council, and the high priest questioned them. "We gave you strict orders not to teach in the name of this man," he said. "But see what you have done. You have spread your teaching all over Jerusalem, and you want to make us responsible for his death." Peter and the other apostles answered back, "We must obey God, not men. The God of our fathers raised Jesus from death after you killed him by nailing him to a cross. God raised him to his right hand as leader and savior to give the people of Israel the opportunity to repent and have their sins forgiven. We are witnesses to these things, we and the Holy Spirit, who is God's gift to those who obey him." Responsory from Acts 4. The apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus with great power, and they were all given great respect. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to proclaim the word of God boldly, and they were all given great respect. A reading from the Treatise of Tertullian on Prescription Against Heretics. Our Lord Jesus Christ proclaimed what he was, what he had been, how he was fulfilling the will of the Father, what he was laying down as man's duty, either openly or to the people, or privately to the disciples, 12 of whom he had specially attached to his person and destined to be the teachers of the nations. One of them was struck off. The remaining 11, on his return to his Father after the resurrection, he ordered to go and teach the nations, baptizing them into the Father and into the Son and into the Holy Spirit. At once, therefore, the apostles, whose name means sent, cast lots and added a 12th, Matthias, in the place of Judas, on the authority of the prophecy in the Psalm of David. And having obtained the promised power of the Holy Spirit to work miracles and to speak boldly, they set out through Judea first, bearing witness to their faith in Jesus Christ and founding churches, and then out into the world, proclaiming the same doctrine of the same faith to the nations. Again, they set up churches in every city, from which the other churches afterwards received the shoots of the faith and the seeds of doctrine, and continue to receive them every day in order to become churches. By this, they are themselves reckoned apostolic, as being the offspring of the apostolic churches. Things of every kind must be classed according to their origin. These churches, then, numerous as they are identical with the one primitive apostolic church from which they all come. All are primitive and all apostolic, provided that all are one. Their common unity is proved by fellowship in communion, by the name of brother, and the mutual pledge of hospitality, rites which are governed by no other principle than the single tradition of a common creed. What the apostles preached, that is, what Christ revealed to them, must be verified only through the identical churches which the apostles themselves established by preaching to them both viva voce, as we say, and afterwards by letters. On one occasion, it is true, the Lord did say, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot hear them now." But by adding, "When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth," he showed that they would receive the whole truth through the Spirit of truth. That promise he certainly fulfilled, for the Acts of the Apostles proves the descent of the Holy Spirit. Responsory. Some Greeks approached Philip and put this request to him, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." Philip went to tell Andrew, and Andrew and Philip together went to tell Jesus. Instead of being told, "You are no people of mine," they will now be called sons of the living God. Philip went to tell Andrew, and Andrew and Philip together went to tell Jesus. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of heaven and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts. The heavens and the earth are filled with your majesty and glory, the glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth, your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son, who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you, to our aid. Grant us with the saints a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Lord God, you give us the joy every year of celebrating the feast day of the apostles Philip and James. Make us partners by their prayers in the passion and resurrection of your only begotten Son, so that we may come to the eternal vision of your glory. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.